This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal with a glimpse, perhaps, of the commute of our futures. The promise of self-driving cars is that one day they will free us from the tyranny of traffic. One day. For now, the people developing autonomous vehicles are quietly and collectively acknowledging it's a tougher nut to crack than they had thought. But there is hope, and it comes in the form of enormous driverless big rigs, which could be easier to get on the road than a whole bunch of autonomous minivans. Marketplace's Jack Stewart has that one.
One of the biggest names in self-driving cars is Waymo. Its white minivans are almost a common sight around Phoenix, where the company is running a robo-taxi trial. For now, still with a human safety driver.
Please remember to buckle your seatbelt.
In the backseat with me as I take a quick ride is Waymo's Juliana McGoldrick.
Yeah, a lot of our riders have said it's gone from being a novelty to an everyday staple.
Waymo's next move, though, might not seem so routine. It's scaling up its ambitions, literally.
What we are looking at is a Class 8 truck. It's equipped with Waymo's custom sensors that we build in-house.
Vijay Patnak heads up trucking for Waymo.
It also has our computer and then our software, which does the driving task.
So let's take a walk around. I mean, this is not a small truck. As we walk around the front here, engine on it roaring. So this is a Peterbilt, what I would call a big rig. This is a full-size tractor and trailer rig.
That's absolutely right.
Waymo says self-driving trucks could help narrow the shortfall of 60,000 drivers in the U.S. at the moment. Now, the idea of one of these beasts barreling down the highway with no one at the wheel could seem, frankly, terrifying. Right now, the trials will still have safety drivers, just like the cars. But the fact is, the job a self-driving truck has to do could actually be easier than a self-driving car, says Riley Brennan at Trucks Venture Capital. He points out that big rigs do a lot of their miles on interstate highways without cross-traffic, cyclists, and pedestrians to deal with.
From an engineer perspective, a lot of those miles appear to be simpler. It doesn't mean that they're easy, but they're simpler than a lot of the urban environment traffic you might face if you're launching a robo-taxi business.
For companies developing self-driving truck technology, the potential rewards are huge. Trucking's a $700 billion industry. The developers of robo-taxis like General Motors, Uber, and Waymo have yet to prove there's a way to make a profit.
Busy place.
Let's go over here. Yeah, it is.
So Waymo's facing a number of competitors. 100 miles to the south in Tucson, startup company TuSimple is building autonomous big rigs in this industrial park outside of town. The company ran a short trial with the U.S. Postal Service earlier this year. Now it's conducting an ongoing test with United Parcel Service, shuttling real packages. Chuck Price is the chief product officer.
Today, if you want to move an item from the West Coast to the East Coast, in under 5 days, you're going to do it by air. With an autonomous vehicle that never has to stop, never has to conform to hours of service rules, you can actually do that movement with a truck in 2 days.
A regular truck costs $100,000 and up, but it will run for hundreds of thousands of miles. The price of adding self-driving sensors and computers isn't clear yet, but it's easier to justify putting expensive kit on a truck than, say, a $30,000 car. Companies do predict they'll eventually cut operational costs for trucking by around 30%. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.